Back in 1960, a new hip and happening hotel opened up on the waterfront in Morro Bay, California. It was called the Golden Tee Resort Lodge. Eventually, the Golden Tee was reborn as the Inn at Morro Bay. And today, it's just completing a three-year, multi-million-dollar major renovation. Come along and join me at the Inn at Morro Bay for a visit with Kelly Wells, the Director of Sales and Marketing.
We have completed the multi-million-dollar renovation of all the public spaces, and I'm thrilled. I feel like I've landed in my dream job.
A couple years ago, you guys did a major renovation of all the rooms.
All the guest rooms. Many of them have fireplaces and either balconies or deck area. Just, they're lovely. And now all the public spaces have been really transformed.
Tell us some of the details on the public space transformation, because there are many people in Central Coast who at one time or another have come to your awesome waterfront bar.
They'll be astounded when they see the transformation. They've kept the aesthetic and the history of the inn, but they recall walking in through the front door. They were faced with a wall that walled off a stairway. That has all been blown out. And now, from the minute you walk through the front door, you can see straight through to the bay. I've watched people come in that haven't been here in a while, and their eyes just get huge. It's absolutely astounding. The bar has been moved to the other side of the room. It used to be right in front of the window there, in kind of a sunken bar, but it's been moved to the back wall in the same area, and that frees up even more view for table seating right at the front window. And we've had a couple of people comment that their initial impression when they walk in is that the space is bigger. And it's not. We haven't added any square footage just by rearranging and changing the focus to, you know, what we have outside beyond. It really is transformational.
All across that front walls, its floor, the ceiling, glass, it's just this panoramic vista. It's incredible. Morro Rock and all the boats in the harbor.
And the sea otters and the birds. Another change that was done was this patio that we're sitting on now was open air before. It's still open air to the front of us, but they've added the roof to it with fans and outdoor heaters, so it's a little more seasonal. When it's sometimes cool outside, you can still sit out and hear the birds, feel the breeze, and be nice and cozy. The restaurant has been also transformed, and it's just beautiful. And the way it's all been designed now, it can be segmented off in portions of the restaurant, the private dining room, this outdoor patio terrace area. So it can be opened up or closed for private parties.
So the restaurant itself is a whole new incarnation in its own right.
It is.
And for some people, especially, again, Central Coast people, it would be a reason to come here, and they might not even spend the night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For dinner and drinks, we've recently hired a chef who is developing his menu, and it's going to be someplace truly special. Definitely a destination.
Has there been any thematics, footprint of what the restaurant is going to be, what's going to specialize in?
Well, I mean, we are on the ocean here, so I'm sure it'll be seafood-centric. We're also going to be definitely wine-centric. Part of the renovation included a wine room that at present has slots for, I believe the count I heard was up to 600 bottles of wine. We're right at the footsteps from the Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo County wine region, so we want to focus on that.
Talk for a moment about the interior design approach that you took in your remodel, because once you've been dropped dead by the gorgeous view, then you start looking at the furniture and the finishes. And
kind of embracing the marine aspects of the area without being too heavy-handed about it. The cushions there in the restaurant are blue and white striped that are reminiscent of some
yachting.
There is a structural pole, if you will, in the middle of the restaurant that has been clad and kind of disguised. It now looks like it's part of a sailboat, like a mast. The light fixtures, the chandeliers, were custom made, and they're suggested of fishing nets, but in a very elegant way. As I said, it's subtle homage to the fishing industry and the history of Morro Bay without being too kitschy or thematic, if you will.
In the rooms, does that motif carry forth?
Not so much so. It, you know, definitely it's comfortable and cozy. I As I said, most of them have views, if not of the water, if not bay views. We have a lovely garden pool area, so there's garden pool view. Or,
probably some golf course views, too.
Yes, some of those as well, yeah.
So no bad view.
No, there really isn't no bad view here. And as I said, many of the rooms have fireplaces. Most have balconies or deck area.
The reason I would come would be location.
Perfect location, especially for visitors that are new to California and they want to experience all that there is. We're halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, and if you want to drive the coast and get the California experience, we're close to Hearst Castle. We have the estuary.
One of the coolest things about the Inetmore Bay that I've always loved, it is one of the only true waterfront inns, hotels, or resorts on the entire California coast.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not across the street from the water. We are on the water, and nothing obstructing our view. No traffic noise to interfere.
And you're within a state park.
We're within the state park.
That's triple cool.
It's a terrific location. Do a lot of special events, weddings here, that sort of thing. It's kind of an iconic place. And I understand I've been getting some inquiries. People are second generations are getting married here.
Oh, wow.
That there's a lot of history. Anniversary parties that they were married here years ago and back to celebrate anniversaries many years later.
I love it.
And a part of people's lives in this community, in this area for a long, long time.
Talk to us about the Inetmore Bay as base camp for walking. Things to do that you don't have to get in your car to do within just steps away, starting with the Heron Rookery.
Oh, the Heron Rookery, and it's a beautiful walk through the state park. Just walk a little south and get to the Natural History Museum. Then there's the rookery. There's the estuary beyond that that you can walk through. There's Black Hill. It takes you a little higher elevation that you look down all the way to Los Osos. And the view here from this deck is about 180 degrees all the way from Los Osos to the Rock. And unobstructed. I think we're the only location, I know we're the only location hotel in the area that does not see the stacks.
And then as I recall, where the Bayside Cafe is at the marina, you can rent kayaks.
Kayak rentals there, stand-up paddle boards. Going the other direction, lovely walk to the Embarcadero and to Old Town, which has some wonderful little shops and antique shopping. Also down at the Embarcadero, one of my favorite things that I do every time I have friends or family coming to visit is we'll go down and we rent one of the electric boats out here that are very affordable. They accommodate up to 8 people, and I'll pack a picnic. Appetizers and a bottle of wine, and we'll just cruise the bay and watch the otters play and enjoy the sunset from right on the water. No shortage of things to do and see.
Back to right here, front row center. You could almost tee off from your parking lot. Tell us about golfing.
Right across the street is a world-class golf course that has been likened to Pebble Beach. Now, I'm not a golfer, I can't say, but I have friends and have had many clients come through here, and they rave at how good this course is and astounded at how affordable it is, the uncrowded, that you can get tee times. It's another treasure that's literally across the street. The golf course sunset fee is only $14 for 18 holes with this view. Of course, this area is becoming world-renowned for birders and bird watching. Every January, they have the Winter Bird Festival that has been going for just a few years, and it is becoming world-known. Something else that I'm hoping to expand on beyond just that one weekend, because this is such a spectacular place for bird watching. I'd like to have binoculars available for use, be able to have a little reference card of local birds and what they might find. It's very infectious. You can't help but get excited about it.
Looking back to the Inetmore Bay itself, this really is a rebirth of the Inetmore Bay that's taking place right now.
It is. We have transformed it. We have updated it and done it very tenderly, lovingly, and with great respect for the history of this local iconic hotel.
How many rooms do you have?
98 guest rooms, one of which is a cottage that is down almost at water level, like a honeymoon suite. The rest of the rooms, many of them are bay views with either a deck or a patio area. Many of them have fireplaces. They're just very cozy and just wonderful. Our website is inetmorebay.com.
Thank you, Kelly.
My pleasure.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Morro Bay, California for Issues and Ideas.